So come with me now into the first space in the galleries themselves. Move past Jehoon's levitation video on the entry wall, move left or right, and we find ourselves with a work called Fields by a young Melbourne artist called Charlie Sofo. Now these days when any of us wants to get anywhere, we usually resort to the fastest mode of travel possible. We take a plane or a car or a train and we seek the most direct route. We want to get there on time, get to the place we want to be getting, and the time we spend getting there often feels like wasted time, it's empty time. Charlie Sofo tries to turn that idea on its head, and he does so in a simple way, by walking. Charlie's not the kind of artist who would offer a manifesto, but if he did, I think it would consist of the two-word title to a recent work of his, which was I Wander. He's an artist who likes to wander, he likes to wonder. He moves through landscapes that are incredibly ordinary by any standards. He does not go looking for the exotic in other places like Jehoon Lee. Instead, you might find Charlie walking through the suburb he lived in until recently, Northcote in Melbourne. On the pavements, through back lots, walking through those sort of weed-choked, nondescript areas that often crop up in suburbs. But the things he finds there are not ordinary, they're extraordinary. I think he's one of those artists who is not about adding new things to the world, but rather getting us to look at the existing world in a new way. So Charlie's work is called Fields, and it's a kind of low table or deck which is covered with the results of Charlie's walks over the last year or so. These are objects and scenes and sounds and things and thoughts that he has collected while out walking, and he's brought them all together, the results of his field research, and created a kind of low field in the gallery where all these things are gathered. And we gather round that table. It's a very low-key, intimate, sociable experience. It's not a big black box where you can't see anyone else. You can see other viewers, and we gather and lean in and look at the evidence that Charlie has accumulated. There's evidence of the recession in the form of little cards that mark the closure of many shops that he's seen. There's evidence of his wandering in a work that he made with a friend called Tim Wetherill, which shows Charlie himself seemingly looking for something in the suburbs of Melbourne. And there's also evidence of the given world, and in what is my favourite element of this installation, a work called Touch, we see Charlie recording his own hand as it reaches out to touch dozens, if not hundreds, of very, very ordinary surfaces, pieces of pavement, shrubbery, the texture of a lamppost. And as those scenes accumulate, these very ordinary scenes, something strange happens. It's as if Charlie is touching these objects for the very first time. It's as if he's an alien who's just landed on Earth and is trying to work out what these things are. Or it's as if he's trying to touch them for the last time. It's as if he's someone who is hugely aware of how special and strange the given world is. And he's expressing a kind of gratitude for these things which we take for granted. So it's a lovely case of the way in which, by paying attention to something that we don't usually attend to, Charlie heightens our own responses to the world we encounter when we head out of the gallery.